Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming.
Spoiler alert!
Freaking awesome.
The quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey. Today's episode is a discussion review episode about Evil Dead 2, the escape game by Hourglass Escapes over in Seattle in America. It was myself and Hannah, and luckily we were joined by Dan and Jess from UK Haunters to experience this escape game. We've said it many times here on Scare Track that we're not always the sharpest knives in the drawer, and we sometimes struggle with escape rooms. So luckily Dan and Jess, they know what they're doing. They joined us and we had a fantastic time. Like we say, it was over in Seattle, which means we wouldn't be able to do this in person. That's the one cool thing about COVID, is that we now have online escape rooms. And this was an awesome one. It really, really was. We loved it. So we thought it'd be a perfect opportunity for myself, Hannah, Dan and Jess from UK Haunters to get onto the Scare Track Podcast and tell you all about it in this spoiler-free discussion review episode.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hi, folks, and welcome back to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. Like I said in the intro, this is a discussion review episode. It's myself and Hannah. Hannah, how's it going?
It's going really well. I'm glad to be back on.
I
haven't been in
any. I know, you've been disappearing from me. And we're also joined with good friends of ours, Dan and Jess from UK Haunters. Dan and Jess, how's it going?
All good.
Yeah, we're all good here. Feeling festive.
I do like the fact this is a very sort of 60s, 70s, we brought the wives along episode. Well, you know, we thought we'd bring the wives along.
It's true.
Something to chat about.
So, ladies, you talk about your handbags and things.
Well, thank you for letting us be involved, gentlemen.
Anytime. You've been watching The Crown.
We're both going to get slapped shortly.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's saying something when my wife is... can definitely beat the hell out of me. We'll move on. So if anyone listens to Scare Track regularly, you'll know Dan's voice quite well. We do our movie review episodes, but we're also now partners in crime when it comes to trying to do, solve online puzzle escape games. And the spoiler within this is that Dan and Jess probably did 80-odd percent of this escape game, if not more. While me and Hannah only did 20-odd percent. But we experienced Hourglass Escapes. They're in Seattle, and it's an online virtual escape room of Evil Dead 2. Now, guys, you have started recently getting into escape games, haven't you? You've sort of got the buzz just before the last lockdown.
Literally, yeah. Just as it was, and I remember it was just kicking off, because on the way to the escape room, we went to Tesco's for looked for loo roll, because it hadn't kicked off properly. But I wonder if they'll have loo roll there. We went, no, they don't. So it was just as lockdown was about to kick off properly.
I love how that's your marker in history, is that time we needed loo roll.
We didn't need loo roll. In fact, I actually did quite well without it.
I don't want to know what you did without loo roll, Dan.
I mean, we had to go a weekend with
well
kitchen roll.
Without getting extra from the shop.
Right.
Like, okay. We had enough anyway.
Stop digging.
No, stop digging.
Right.
So I didn't. Oh.
Are you a stockpiler?
I'm not a stockpiler. I always have a plan B. Yes. So, like, for instance, my deodorant, I've got one I'm using and I've got a spare one.
I'm the same.
Once I get to the spare one, I buy another one. So the spare one becomes one I'm using and the other one becomes a spare.
Yeah. It's Hannah just said, just marry each other. All right. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to have, isn't it?
I'm the kind of person who runs out and uses yours.
Yeah, Hannah. Yeah, you run out, use mine. I think that makes sense. I think it's good to have a plan B. It works. There was no plan B. Our plan A through Z was to Dan and Jess to figure this game out because we don't know what we're doing. So you started doing escape rooms just before sort of lockdown. Myself and Hannah, we've done a handful. Every time we mention escape rooms, she looks at me with some sort of glare.
Until
why is that?
This one.
Until this one, but is it because we'd always argue?
I'm not smart enough. Like, I can put simple tasks together, but I can't solve cryptic clues. Okay. And I think when we put together an escape room, it's just anarchy. We just argue.
I don't think we don't argue. That you're making out that we're really bad. I don't think we're that bad. I think remembering is when we did an online escape room, which was like included in a book.
Mm. And we also did an escape room in person where we argued.
Which one?
The one where you spent 5 minutes opening a fuse box.
I got it open.
The escape game was 5 minutes long.
And I got the fuse box open.
Do you know what the irony is? You're actually arguing about it now.
I know, right?
Okay. Can't even talk about them about
true, round. True. But what I would like to say is that we do have some happy memories of escape rooms. We've done Panic, which is an awesome horror-themed escape room by Twisted Attractions.
Drowned.
We did nearly drown, yeah. Not quite. It was quite
the
cool.
The room
though.
Was filling with water.
It was, but we got out just
really?
In time. Oh, it was so good. Panic, it was sort of like 10 different horror rooms. One was sort of themed
to
Saw.
It was also like, I'm a celeb.
Yeah,
kind of
like
that
as well.
You had to solve things before you died.
Well, I explained it to Dan a few weeks ago, thinking it's more like a crystal maze sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
But
that sounds so
yeah,
much fun.
It did sound cool.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. So there's Panic. That is definitely a highlight. We did Brexit and the Cell at the prison.
We didn't do well.
We did in Brexit. We won. Hmm. But the Cell, we didn't do very well. Anyway, we're procrastinating. Yay. And I'd like to say we have a love-hate relationship for these escape rooms. However, after doing this latest one, which was Evil Dead 2, Hourglass Escapes in Seattle, we have a newfound love for them, didn't we?
Because I was really sort of like, I don't know about you guys, but I wasn't sure on how this was going to go. And without offending anyone, I wasn't looking forward to it because of our arguments.
I
hate losing.
That's probably not the sentence to use. You were probably apprehensive about it. Makes more sense.
I didn't want to be really rubbish.
Yeah,
you're like Jess hates to lose. I'm in it for the fun.
Same.
If I like that, I know, but I won't bang on about it because I banged on about it too much last time I was chatting to Mike about this. But there's in a room with a zombie one that me and Jess did.
Mm-hmm.
We lost. Could not give a fuck. It was so much fun. I just did not care that we lost.
Exactly.
I mean, I kind of cared.
Yeah, Jess kind of cared. I didn't. I it's all about. All right. If I anything, how many games we do? Do we do four before that?
Yeah.
We had a running streak of four wins.
Which ain't
I think
bad.
Maybe if we'd lost four and then lost another one, I'd have got pissed off. Because then I'm like, well, what's the fucking point? I'm never winning any.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you've got to have a good mix of winning, losing streak, or at least enjoying. Or the maze has to be so fucking cool that you don't care that you've lost.
Like in Rumors of it, which was just so much fun.
Definitely. Now, there's a little bit of a difference between ones you've done in person. It's always great to be immersed in the theme and the surroundings. Obviously, this year, COVID has had a massive impact on us in any way, shape and form. But there have been positives out of this. I mean, me and Dan spoke about this, I think, last episode as well. And that's why we actually organised to do this Hourglass Escape Room. The fact that
it was as well.
The fact that there's an Evil Dead 2 escape room at all is awesome. But the fact that we were able to do it here in sunny old England whilst that was over in the States, that's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very cool.
And it was...
very cool indeed.
And like...
even cooler for people that have watched the film.
Okay, all right, okay. I haven't seen... I've seen bits, okay? I got bits.
Yeah, I was freaking out over so much of it. And I was like, oh, and you were like, the nothing. And I was like, oh, you would lost your shit if you'd seen the film.
Yeah, there were so many like little nods and jokes that we were all laughing at, and you were just like, what's going on?
I still enjoyed it. I should have, but I think that's
more. Good though, if you haven't watched the film, so you can still really enjoy it as a game.
True We kind of say that as well about this is sidebarring very much so, but about Traumatica Europa Park. Now we really heavily do our homework and get into the story, but if you went but if we got there and didn't know anything about it, you'd still have a bloody awesome night. It's one of those, and that's the same with Evil Dead 2, definitely. Also as well, just coming back to the whole as long as you enjoy it, it doesn't matter if you don't win. I think it helped, especially with this one, and it'd be a fairly spoiler free sort of episode, in the fact that some escape rooms I've done, you have to do one thing to then be able to get to the next thing, And don't get me wrong, that is just the premise of all escape rooms. However, this one, I found that if you couldn't figure out something to start with, there was always something else to figure out, and then something else to figure out.
Yeah, we could go on to something and come back, couldn't we?
Yeah, so it was sort of like a multi-layered in the fact that it wasn't so narrative that you must figure out this puzzle before you get onto this lock, before you get onto this scene. Did you guys find the same, the fact that it was literally just... whatever way we go about it, there's something you'll figure out next. There's always something to do.
So we found a bit in a room further along which related to the first room.
Yeah,
so you didn't have to solve it in chronological order, which was great.
Yeah, definitely. It was cool that there was just, because I think that's what's annoyed us in the past about escape rooms, is we've literally got to a brick wall and we've gone, well, if you can't figure out this bit, you literally can't do any more.
Yeah.
Whereas with Evil Dead 2, you could, I can't figure this bit out, so I'm going to go over to this section, or I'm going to go over to this bit, I'm going to go over to this bit.
And bless the poor Avatar. So for the listeners, if you don't know, he's a real person. No, I know, but if you don't know how the online escape room works, I don't know if all the escape online ones work this way, but this
most
one
of them are similar
works in the way that there's an actual man in the escape room geared up with like a microphone and a camera and stuff, and he's like your avatar, and you direct him what to do. And it felt like there was a fifth player, and I really liked that. And he was so friendly, and it felt like we were all working as a team.
Definitely, a big shout out to Jeff Jones, the guy who was doing it.
We made
him
go from room to room with these clues. Like normal people would have probably been like, okay, all these clues are in this room that's quite far away from this other room. We'll get all the clues together and then go back into room one. Whereas we were like, room three, room one, room three, room one.
His cardio was up without that.
He got his steps in.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
But the thing is also, because he was really good at like helpful hints, like, hey, that thing there looks a bit weird. You know, oh shit, yeah, of course, we didn't. Because obviously, because you're meant to be in the room, you naturally, especially four of you, you'll naturally look around a lot more.
Yeah.
Of course.
And because you're all looking through his camera, that you don't get the views that you would. So he kind of helps you along, like, huh, what's that over there? You go, oh, didn't think of looking over there, or we didn't think of looking at that specific part. Yeah. So he's kind of like a little helper as well.
I also really liked the way that he did exactly what we wanted, even though he knew it was ridiculous. Like, Mikey was like, can you turn that light off? So he did, knowing full well it did nothing but turn off.
And he played along. He goes, oh, yeah, man, I can see if this does anything. I don't think it does. I can try this other light. You all laugh and you all make jokes, but I've seen Saw, right? When he switches the lights off, X marks the spot. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, sorry, carry on, Jess.
No, I was just going to say, he was helpful, but he also didn't give us hints. He didn't give anything away that would... You know, it wasn't as though you felt as though you was being too helped. You wasn't being spoon-fed.
Yeah, but there was a point we were stuck with the symbols, and we were like, nope. He's like, oh, maybe if you do it this way. But, I mean, we were obviously there. We'd obviously got it. We were just at the point where we were staring at it. That's the way we were looking at it. We needed another point of view, and that's when he kind of stepped in and said, how about this way? And then figured it out. So
I mean, most escape games give you clues anyway.
He just did it better.
So it was just, he did it in a way that it sounded like he was part of our team.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I think, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, I think it worked really well, and it was cool that he was really friendly as well. Mm. We were all on our Zoom chat, and it's very easy, by the way. If anyone here's a bit of a technophobe like me, I'm not the best when it comes to online. I do a podcast, I don't know why, but with all the tech stuff, it was all very easy. It was just on Zoom. We're all used to that now. It's lockdown and all these quarantine rules, so it's just on Zoom, and he runs the game there for you. You book your time slot online. Nice and easy. We are here in the UK currently 8 hours ahead, so bear that in mind. If you guys want to check out the game, we're 8 hours ahead. So he was doing his first or second game of the day at 12 o'clock, whereas it was 8 in the evening for us. But again, that's fine for us. It means that you can literally have a nice evening game. And then after, when we finished, we... he let us just chill out to chat a little bit out of it as well, which was cool. I think it was those personal touches that added just to the overall experience for me as well. The fact that, we had a quick chat beforehand. He explained absolutely everything, friendly, nice. And afterwards, he asked how it was, how do we enjoy it, that sort of thing. And I think that just added an extra element of enjoying the evening. Mm.
Definitely. Yeah, no, I agree. And also, the other thing is, it's just, I know you keep mentioning it, but it's in America. How awesome is that?
Yeah.
We would ever be able to, all four of us, get our asses to Seattle. I don't think I'll ever go to Seattle. Nothing against the place, but it's just not on my list of places I want to go.
Same.
Have I?
We don't stop over
now. Oh, yeah, that doesn't count. Eating Popeyes in the airport doesn't count. I mean, actually being there, like being in Seattle. But the fact that we can just, like, hop over there, and there's other blunt that America's huge, there's all these other ones as well, but it's just really opened the door to,
yeah, definitely,
you know, shit, man, we can go and do these escape rooms. And it is, and if you're a fan of Evil Dead 2 as well, or any of the Evil Deads, oh my god, the ending of the game is just I'm not going to even hint at a spoiler, but it's just the touches to the game, to the film, are just, if you're a, it's cool anyway.
It was groovy.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Say it.
No.
Say it.
Alrighty then.
It was quite groovy. Alrighty then. Yeah, no, it was. It was really cool. And like I said, I'm speaking from not saying that I'm not a fan of the franchise. I'd probably really, really enjoy it. I just haven't seen it. And talking of the aesthetics of the room, the feel of the room, the tech, the sound, everything just looked awesome. Like, I've done a handful of escape rooms, and they've all been good. I don't think I've done a naff one or anything, but the level of detail and the tech, and there was a video screen at multiple points.
Didn't expect it to be so immersive.
It really was, wasn't it?
Through a Zoom chat.
Yeah, especially considering it's through a Zoom chat as well. I can only imagine what it's like if you're actually there.
Oh, God, I think I'd lose it if I was in there.
I would. Yeah.
I
think if we were actually there, there'd be rows over who's going to do certain bits. No,
there'd be a row about who would do the finale. There definitely would have been a row about that.
We would run out of time.
I'd have won.
So you think.
We'd be too busy taking selfies and photos in the room saying, this place is so cool.
I think it's worth noting that you don't none of the clues or none of the puzzles that you actually have to do have anything to do with the film. So having a knowledge isn't going to help you or give you a cut above anyone else or help you solve the puzzles in case that's someone's concerns. You know, if you've watched the film 15 years ago and think, oh, I really enjoyed it, but I can't remember bits, will I not do a puzzle? No, absolutely, you'll be fine.
It's
all theme. And also, it's also worth mentioning that on how well-themed it is, it's actually an official Evil Dead 2.
Yeah.
Like, they got the rights to do it.
Another sort of element to this game, which, again, I haven't done up many online escape rooms, so I don't know if this is similar, but I think it definitely benefited us. When it came to certain props that we could use that were in our case, maybe, or if it came to a certain game that we needed a closer-up image of or something like that, we had another browser open on our computers, on our laptops, and every time we sort of figured something out, he would say, fantastic, you found this map. If you type in map, it will come up on your next screen. So rather than us say, oh, can you do me a favor and zoom in on that map, we didn't need to do that. because it was on our other screen. I think that one helped the game move along. It meant that we could work as a team better. It also meant that one of us could be trying to figure something out while the Jess could be figuring something out. Dan and Jess could be figuring something out while Mikey and Hannah switch on lights.
I do remember that. We were doing it. We went, okay, back in the room. Oh, thank God for that. We were literally out of ideas.
Yeah. We've switched on every single light now and he's done nothing. But it meant that...
I picked up the pace towards the end.
Yeah, we did. We did all
right. Yeah, definitely. Something.
It was me that figured out the way we had to add something together. I don't want to give too many spoilers away. But, I think we worked well as a team. There's always...
Go team!
Yeah, go team.
Yay!
Wildcats, woo!
oh, God.
Sorry. Right, so, yeah, I think... moving more so on to the tech and stuff as well. Like, that sometimes in escape rooms I've been in and you've done something and a special light will come on to point into a corner, things like that. It felt like to me that this just had so much more of that. Mm-hmm. Like, it had secret elements opening, it had sound effects, it had video,
the singing deer head.
it seemed like a very I don't know whether this is a difference compared to UK style escape rooms compared to American style escape rooms, or whether this is the fact that it is, you know, this is an IP, a trademark sort of Evil Dead 2 escape room, you know, they're going to have a budget to do it good. But it just felt like there was just so much tech in there and so much set, and it just made it just really like every new thing that happened. It wasn't like, yay, okay, we've opened this box. It was, this box is opened and this light's turned on and the lighting's changed and the sound's changed, and it's so like it just added so many more elements, didn't it?
Joe, I really couldn't believe that after we finished it, I was like, this is an actual escape room where people are allowed in.
Yeah,
I was like, I can't actually believe people are allowed to wander around this. I just kind of assumed that it was all virtual, but it's not. It's just because we're the other side of Atlantic, people actually allowed to roam around in that place.
You're allowed to touch things.
Yeah, the props. Oh my God.
Could you imagine being able to touch sweet those Jesus. Props?
It was pretty good. Like I said, we wouldn't actually do the game. We would just be there taking selfies.
Yeah. I'd have 100 selfies with the book. And that's only a spoiler if you've seen the film.
Okay, all right. Don't make fun of Mikey. But if you do want to do the Evil Dead 2 escape game, like I say, just go to their website. It's hourglassescapes.com. It's for 3 to 6 players. All you need is your high-speed internet, a tablet or computer. They do say that phones aren't recommended. And because my laptop's a little bit slow, what I did is we had Zoom on the laptop, but we had our maps and our extra things, like I mentioned earlier, actually on
The inventory.
I had on my phone, so it worked easier. You need headphones and a mic, and... away you go. It was cool to get the player pack as well. So beforehand you could do a little bit of reading up on it, and we could all choose our characters as well, couldn't we?
And we dressed up.
Well, yeah. Semi-dressed.
Well, like, some of us.
Yeah. Jess put a beard on.
I dressed up.
Kind of.
I was the skeptic.
I had a pipe. That was my costume.
In all fairness, my costume was a jumpsuit and an electronic backpack.
You chose
it.
But I was like, I have neither.
My costume was a stuffed teddy.
I think the same with a lot of escape rooms and a lot of things like this. You get what you put into it.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, we could really ham it up and have a good time, and we did. We had a laugh, you know, we spoke beforehand and we had a chat and we were looking like twats and it was so much fun. But I think if you go into it with the mindset of, oh, I've got to do this, I've got to get a character, I'm not looking forward, then it's not going to be what you want.
Yeah, I agree with that, definitely. I'm just checking out the website here as well in case there's anything else I missed. And I've just realised as well, it says on here that it's 70 minutes, it's not an hour. And that's why we thought we'd ran out.
I was keeping an eye on the time and I was like, we are fucked it. Yeah. I was like, is it done? And then I thought he was just letting us carry on because we were so close and he was being nice. Like, yeah, two more clues to go. I thought, oh, bless them.
Yeah, yeah.
Just let them out. And I genuinely thought that's what it was.
Same.
And then we complete. He's like, no, you guys had 6 minutes left. And I was like, what? Yeah. How? That makes sense now.
Yeah, oh, I was thinking that. So he said we had 6 minutes left. So we did it in 64. That's maths. 2 plus 2, quick maths. Out of 70 minutes. Which, you know, maybe it confused me because their name is Hourglass Escape. But this room's so difficult, it's 1 hour and 10 minutes. But it means you just get more money. More money's worth. Unless
money's, yeah. And we completed it. If it was 1 hour long, we wouldn't have done it.
True, yeah. And that means we wouldn't have got that awesome, epic last thing.
And it means we would have gone to bed.
Oh, my God, yeah. Can you imagine how frustrating? Because Jenny, my experience, when the only one we failed, they tell you what happened. Oh, well, it would have done this, and blah, blah, blah. And they explained the end. Like, I'll never bloody remember it if I go back there. If he turned around and said, oh, yeah, this would happen, but you fucked it, I'll be like, oh, my God, you are kidding me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that's how they get the repeat custom, because I would have paid to do it again if I knew.
Yeah, paid just for an extra 20 minutes, please.
Just to do the end.
Yeah. But it was awesome, and if Hourglass Escape, you know, if Evil Dead 2 is our pedestal, if you will, if that's what we're saying that this sort of company can do, and if you enjoy that one as well, they have other ones. They've got Ghostly Galleon, and they've got Rise of the Mad Pharaoh as well. So they've got 3 games that they're running at the moment, Hourglass Escapes, and you can do all of those online as well, which is cool. And that's the best way to support these sort of businesses right now. We've badged on about it all bloody year, unfortunately, and COVID really has affected so many businesses and lives, but it has affected more so than others. And me and Dan, we've spoken about this a few times, haven't we? But how awesome is it that this kind of industry is so innovative that they've been able to put their games online, not only so their usual fans, you know, in Seattle or wherever they're running can do them, but like you say, all around the world. It's just opened up a whole new market.
Yeah.
And it means that we can support these businesses that are in dire need of our help right now.
And open up a whole new world for us as well.
Big time, yeah. Big time. I say once COVID's, you know, touch wood, it all goes away and next year we're all happy and playing as normal, we're all kissing and cuddling each other, no social distancing.
Are we kissing and cuddling?
Best kiss and cuddle, you and I. But it means that they could continue to do online escape rooms as well. It means that we could just continue to do stuff in America. It just brings in a second line of revenue for these attractions. Because like you say, Dan, the fact that it's in America, we'd never get a chance to do this at any other time, especially if you're an Evil Dead fan.
The time difference gives them more morning customers.
Definitely.
That's a good point, actually, the fact that it's worldwide. That's what I said earlier. I mean, it was the fact that we're 8 hours ahead of this Pacific area. It is Pacific time. But the fact that we're so far ahead of them, it meant that we could do that at 8 o'clock and it was only 12 o'clock for him. You know, depending where else they are in the country, whether we're 5 hours ahead, 6 hours ahead or whatever, we can... it's always possible to do and... Yeah, there's may potentially not be anyone over in the States wanting to do a game at 11 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock, whereas around the world there's someone else like us who go 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening, perfect time.
And also, it's not even that. You living wherever you bloody live up north and us living in London,
Down south. We don't
get to do escape rooms together anyway.
Yeah, exactly, true. It meant it was an activity for us who are... We're probably a good 3 and a bit hours away from each other. So that we were able to do something together online as well.
And it's not even 3 and a bit hours away. It's 3 and a bit hours and probably like 200 quid worth of train rides.
Yeah.
That is, well, you're in a whole other land when it comes to London, aren't you, really?
We don't drive into London.
I don't think I've ever understood
the charges.
I don't think I've ever drove
no
to
one
London.
No one does.
All trickery.
So we usually
park up at Chessington and get a train in.
We do. That's a good one. If anyone wants to know a good life hack, park at Chessington, go to Chessington World of Adventures, and then get a train into London, and then use the underground, which is totally witchcraft, by the way. Magic. Don't know how that's done. But finishing off on talking about Evil Dead 2. Without giving any spoilers away, if I was to have some highlights, it would be the actual tech, the way it looked, the way it sounded, and the way it just played out, really. Hannah, do you have any like major highlights that you really enjoyed?
Without giving spoilers, I enjoyed all the nods to the film and the creativity of some of the tasks.
Nice. Guys, have you got any main highlights?
Do you know, I liked the fact that I think it was suitable for any sort of skill level.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go
except
that
for Mikey and really? Hannah's skill level.
Exactly.
Yeah, but we had a team. We done it as a team. I enjoyed that. I didn't feel like, you know.
I have no idea how you got some of the clues that you did. At one point, you were like, can we go look at these tins? And I was like, what are we looking at that for? And then you were like, there's a number on them. I'm like, what? What?
There's one time
how
like,
have
like,
you
well,
seen
we've
that?
Figured out this mathematical equation, please can you put in these four numbers, and me and Hannah just looked at each other and went, how the hell did they figure that out?
Yeah.
and then Jeff goes, oh yeah, that's right, you've got the dagger, and we're like, oh well done, yes, yeah we would have done that, yeah. Sorry Dan, I cut you off. Have you, your highlight of Evil Dead 2?
Highlight was the end, without spoiling it was definitely the highlight. My overall highlight was, again, I keep banging on about Haunt's ingenuity, and it's this whole thing about being able to do it from England. I think that is the biggest highlight, the fact that you can. It's like having a VPN for escape rooms. I mean, like, you shouldn't be able to
do it, but you can.
But you can.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, apart from that, it's just the fact that it's so cool, because if you're a super fan and your mate's not, you can still both enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think that is a beautiful balance. They could, especially because it's an official Evil Dead 2, they could have just gone super nerdy and bollocks the rest of them. They kept a wonderful line where it's just enjoyable, immersive and amazing. But if you're a fan, you'll get those as well.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I agree with that 100%. Really, really, really did enjoy it. Obviously, that did help by the fact that we won it and we were with the quality team of Dan and Jess from UK Haunters. There were times when me and Hannah just looked at each other and we were like, it's okay, they'll take over. They'll take over. So, yeah, I think that rounds it all up nicely. Have I missed anything else out, guys?
Just one major spoiler. The green lamp doesn't do anything. So,
no, Mikey's tested
so,
it.
Yeah.
So if a certain member of your team, like a certain member of our team, keeps on telling the guy to fiddle with the lamp, he's saying, well, I don't think it does anything, but I'll sure give it another try, it doesn't do it.
Doesn't do it. I'm totally going to cut that bit out. No. awesome. No, the green lamp does nothing, but it was worth a try. Anyway, so there you go, guys. Evil Dead 2 by Hourglass Escapes. Click that link below now. Book your time slot. Or if you want to check out any other escape rooms during this time of lockdowns, of quarantines, it's Christmas coming up. Maybe you could get your friends a gift certificate. Does your dad, does your uncle, does anyone in your family love Evil Dead 2? This is such a crazy gift that I guarantee that no one else in your family would think about. Get them a gift certificate. Book them a slot. Imagine that, like the week between sort of Christmas and New Year, and you and your whole family can be checking this out. A Seattle escape room. I think that's pretty awesome. So there we go, guys. Click on the link below. Dan and Jess from UK Haunters, thank you so much again for joining us on the Scare Track podcast.
Pleasure as always, man.
It was awesome. Thanks so much for joining us, Hannah.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime, wife, anytime. And there we go. That brings us almost to the end. I'll wrap it up after this outro.
Unlocked Vision, proud sponsors of the Scaretrack podcast. UVE are a multi-award-winning themed attraction and design company, providing bespoke themed attractions, theming, events, and experiences. Contact UVE today by visiting unlockedvision.com. Now, let's return back to the show. And remember, let's get scared.
So So there we go, folks. As you can tell, we had a blast with Hourglass Escapes. Evil Dead 2 was awesome. Jeff, who ran the game for us, was fantastic. We are actually in talks about interviewing Jeff soon as well here on the Scaretrap podcast. So make sure you click that subscribe button and, of course, follow us on all our social media pages so you know as soon as that episode goes live very, very soon. If you're not following us on social media, be sure to be doing so. It's on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search for Scaretrack. The links are below in the show notes as well. You'll also find a link to our website where you can get every single podcast episode, every scare cam, every coaster track, all our merchandise, absolutely everything at scaretrack.co.uk. It's almost Christmas, which means it's clamshell season, which, if you're not too sure what I'm saying by that, the Clamshell Awards, it's run by Cupcakes and Coasters here in the UK, and it's for UK-based theme park content creators. We have a few categories that we could be nominated for. If you do like our stuff, please head over to the Cupcakes and Coasters website. Again, we'll put the link in the show notes below. It'd be awesome to get a nomination or vote for the Scare Track / Coaster Track podcast. Of course, we do theme park stuff as well. So that brings us to the end of this episode of the Scare Track podcast. A huge thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.